Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. Thankfully, the podcast started off a little bit better today than it did yesterday. Everybody was here and sober, and the computers worked. What a day to be alive, right?
Boring.
We start the show talking about something really cool that I got to go to and watch last night. Also, we'll talk a little bit about the new interim manager for the Red Sox. We have another booty call on the show. And for the first time ever, we're going to do an AMA. Anything goes. Any question that you have about the show, we're going to attempt to answer. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy, I have to tell you the story of what I did last night. I went to a rivalry high school basketball game that was out of control. Now, I live right across the street from Charlestown High School, mm-hmm. and I've gotten to know a bunch of the kids because they go to our church.
Right.
So we go over every once in a while, we watch a game. Last night was senior night, so we had gone over because they were going to do a presentation before the game with some of the kids that we know, and I was going to take some pictures, and the families were going to be there. But what I didn't realize was they were playing East Boston, Eastie, and this is, I guess, for them, this is their big rival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they bring in busloads of kids from Eastie.
I love that.
You know, they bring, and so the gym is full.
It's you can feel it. Like, as soon as you walk in that gym, it's loud.
I couldn't believe it. When we got there, I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these. Like, normally there's one little student section that's got some people, and then it's just a smattering throughout the, you know, maybe the other team sometimes brings a few students. Or,
really?
Yeah. They you know, because some of the teams are coming from far away. Or
right.
What, and, you know, the games are pretty early in the day. Like, sometimes the games are like 4:30, so maybe parents are still at work or whatever.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But the last night, the Charlestown Eastie game, it was packed. So when you walk, like, you pay and you walk in, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like being at a big, you know, high school basketball.
Everybody starts doing this on the bleachers. Oh
and my god, it was crazy. and normally we can just kind of sit wherever, and we usually sit behind the Charlestown bench.
Right.
And we couldn't.
Oh, yeah. No bench sitting for you today.
Well, there was.
Carson's like assistant coaching. He's like, I'll put him in.
You're not going to be on the floor today. Sorry, sir.
Well, we couldn't sit behind Charlestown bench because there were so many people there. So we had to sit behind the bench of Eastie.
Mm-hmm. Traitor.
Well, and then the.
Because you didn't want to sit up. You had to sit down on the floor.
Well, no, it's not on the floor. It's just behind. There's two sides of the gym.
And
the
I understand.
One side has all the bleachers, and the other side has half bleachers. We're on the half bleacher side with the teams. And so now we are sitting with the entire pretty much JV squad of Eastie.
Amazing.
So they're like chirping in our ear the entire game.
Yes.
How you feel now, Charlestown? How you feel? How you feel?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. And so the first quarter was the most amazing quarter of basketball I think I've ever witnessed in person. Charlestown, at the end of the first quarter, was winning like 30 to – they were winning by like 15 or 20 points. And one of the seniors that we know really well, he probably had 18 points, including a buzzer beater, half court bank shot at the end of the first quarter. It was like something out of a Disney movie.
It was everything you go to a sporting event for.
Right.
And it was a senior night. So he's a senior.
Big game.
He's like the team captain.
Yeah.
You know,
all that stuff.
Yeah, he's taking the photographs before the game and just everything that he did.
Aww.
So the game ends up going down to the final plays of the game. It is now that Charlestown is winning. They are winning by 3 points with 10 seconds left in the game.
Okay.
All right. They shoot they miss a free throw.
Okay.
Eastie.
Okay.
They get the rebound. They put it back up and we foul them. They make the free throw. It is now a tie game with 2 seconds left.
Ugh.
We get the ball back, we throw it in, and they foul us. No time goes on the clock, but it's not in the act of shooting. So they take the ball out again. We throw the ball away. We don't even get a shot off. Eastie wins the game 82-80.
Heartbreaker.
And then just like utter chaos, because like both teams are screaming, they're having a good time, they're yelling, they're like the floor of the gym fills up
wow.
with all the Eastie families and teammates. And
I just have such a pit for those kids.
Lana's in tears now. Lana is crying. She's so heartbroken for these kids, for these seniors that are playing like one of their final games.
You guys.
Did you get up on that last foul call? Like, you're killing me, Zebra.
Zebra.
No. Ray Charles saw that call.
No, it was just like, it was so much fun. I mean, I felt bad, you know, that the kids lost the game. But, you know, the one kid just, like I said, it was like watching a Disney movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Except for not getting the win. Like, if they had come back and, right. you know, won the game.
You don't always win. No.
I know.
You have a
well, in Disney,
game.
You do.
Right. Yeah, so.
Tell it to
just,
baby's mom.
I just would say congratulations to Charlestown and congratulations to Eastie. That was just, I've never seen anything like that at a high school basketball game. It was so much fun. So, and oh, by the way, right after that, our Pacers, our 7, 8, 9-year-olds,
yep.
got the big dub.
God, you had
see,
a day
that's
yesterday.
All that matters.
We got the big dub. We're 3-2 now. We're only a game and a half out of first place.
Ball is, in fact, life, Carson.
How'd my boy Owen do? Owen? How's Baby Shaq?
Baby Shaq is great. Baby Shaq is great.
Just putting up double-doubles left and right.
Love him.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good.
Put him on the Charlestown team.
And maybe one day, you never know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and there it is. Ron Renneke is the interim manager for your Boston Red Sox. I don't know if you ever got in trouble for anything when you were growing up. Like, you did something really dumb, really stupid.
Wrote that book.
Right? But didn't get caught.
Got caught, just didn't get in trouble for it.
Right. Yeah, got yeah. away with it.
That's
got away
basically with it. What has happened here.
Yeah.
Because the prevailing theory is that Alex Cora is going to come back.
Well,
yeah?
I mean, even the clip, interim manager.
Right. Yeah, but they do that every time. We have, you know, if you lose somebody, you get the interim before you find the new one.
Yeah, so the rumors are is that they're waiting this out and that they could bring Alex Cora back if the league decides not to do anything.
Which they
regarding
aren't going
the cheating scandal and stealing the signs, which is just crazy to me. I can remember one time in the sixth grade, I got in trouble at school because I didn't do my homework, mm-hmm. and I got suspended, and I stayed at home and I hid under the bed. And didn't
what?
And I never got caught. I got away with it. That's what I feel like is happening here. Like, this guy did something really bad. Like, one of the worst things you could do is cheat in baseball, and he's getting away with it. And he'll probably be back as a manager. Yeah.
The entire team is getting away with it.
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen.
Yeah,
to the
Houston
Red Sox.
Got punished hard.
Correct.
Like, they got their general manager and their coach got fired.
Yep.
They got fined a huge amount. They lost a bunch of first round picks, which set your whole franchise back.
And the Red Sox
and we
just
were
tried
there
to
just
get
like,
ahead
hey,
of
guys.
It. Well, they tried to get ahead of it and fired Alex Cora.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't need to.
They didn't fire him, though.
Yeah, they did.
They did not use their word.
Well,
remember
they parted
that?
Ways or whatever?
No. We mutually agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a conscious uncoupling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your 2020 first base coach, Schmalek Schmora. He's going to be in the stands with sunglasses on and a hoodie calling plays.
Right,
I just, it is unbelievable to me sometimes what happens with these teams and what they can try and get away with. And yeah, so the rumors are that this guy's going to be the interim, and at some point Alex Cora will get cleared, air quotes, and he'll come back and be the manager, and it'll just be like nothing.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
I don't know how you
could. I feel
like
that would be a media firestorm in the city.
That is such a bad look on this city, on the organization.
I feel like it's such a Boston move, though.
Yeah, it's such a power move. You just lean into it.
I'm not going to lie. It's nice to have a cheating scandal in the city kind of go our way for once.
Right?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a power move at all. I think it's just we can do whatever we want here. You know, deflate balls, cheat, Apple Watches.
Allegedly, Kennedy.
Sorry, Dan.
I feel so bad for this poor man that just came in. You could just see his body language yesterday. Like, he just looked so tense. Like, sorry, we just traded your best player away, and you have to deal with all of this.
Have you seen this guy?
And pitchers and coaches were yesterday. So if you could go ahead and get down there, that'd be awesome.
Have fun.
Sorry, your pitching staff is trash, but if you want to run out there for 162 games, that'd be special.
Have you seen this new guy that's in charge? Chaim Bloom is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like this new thing in baseball where it's all about these statistics that they don't usually use in baseball. So, you know, he comes in and they're like, hey, we need you to trade the fans' favorite player, the best player on the team. Get rid of him. Oh, by the way, our manager got caught cheating. He's gone. And he's just, you know.
Allegedly got caught cheating.
Yeah. You know, he's...
They have not. There's a reason.
Yeah. The Astros got caught cheating.
That's
correct. We're whatever.
Yeah, we're just here.
Yep.
We didn't do anything. Smile and wave. Boys.
I didn't see any fine come down. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No. No trouble.
Yeah. So, anyways, just. It's just being a Boston sports fan, which is where we live.
Yeah, but we're still the best. Sometimes.
They're going to be so bad this year, too. They're going to lose so many games.
Who cares? We still go.
Right.
Love my Red Sox. Day baseball? All day long.
Oh, can't wait.
Let's go. Day baseball.
Kennedy, bring me to a 1 o'clock game. We sit with the fancy people.
I cover myself from head to toe with scarves so I don't get sunburned.
There's a guy with a cane. I'm
it's
like,
all
yep, that's him.
That's him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is the booty call. It is a chance for you to win yourself a romantic evening at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Okay.
It's Carson and Kennedy's booty call. Does your love life need a boost? Are you available for lunch? Get your significant other to agree to come home for some afternoon delight. You'll be qualified for a romantic night at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane. Let's go to today's contestant and hope they get a yes for their booty call.
Let's check in. I think we have Amy. Are you there? Amy, hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. You ready to get it done?
I am.
Who are we making the booty call to this morning?
My husband.
Does he have a name?
He does, yeah. Steve.
Okay, well, that's good.
And do you feel like Steve would go for such a thing, or are you going to have to work for it?
I think he's going to go for it.
All right.
Do you have a catchphrase or a euphemism that you use for these types of moments?
No, not really. A whole bunch of different ones, I guess, but it's normally him, so we'll see how this goes.
All right, and you know you can't use the obvious words, right?
Right, definitely.
Right. Very good.
All right, why don't
Now... All right, now he's all nervous because I pulled him out of a meeting to tell him that I just needed to make him a quick call. So I'm going to make up something about the dog quick.
Okay.
Before I get into it.
All right.
All right. All right. I'm calling him now. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm starting to like this song.
Hello.
Hey. Are you still at your meeting?
No, I'm in my car just driving around waiting for you to call me.
Sorry. All right. Hey, I just wanted to ask if you would swing home because Rue's been barking for the last half hour just looking out the same window. So I figured on your way home you'd swing by and just peek to make sure everything's okay or, you know, did a delivery driver pass out on our yard or...
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought you had some big news to tell me or something.
No, I just wanted to tell you. I didn't want to type it, and I was in my own meeting.
Talk about climax.
Sorry. Well, I'm debating leaving. I think maybe I want to take off, and maybe we can meet up for lunch.
What?
I'm thinking of leaving work.
And why?
So you want to have lunch?
Where?
We can go home.
Of course, I'd love to have lunch.
All right. You going to make it worth my while?
All right. This is all very weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know.
You're right. Steve, you're right. This is very weird. It almost sounds like it's a bit on the radio called the booty call.
Oh, what the heck?
Steve?
Yeah.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
I was trying to get you to meet me at home for lunch for a booty call and to get entered into a drawing to win a nice dinner and an overnight. You're too damn suspicious.
All right, let's do it.
Too late.
Too late.
Thanks for nothing.
I know you too well.
I guess.
Brutal.
All right.
That was brutal.
Have a great day, Amy. Bye, Steve.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I mean, she had an in right there when he said it was going to be anticlimactic.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, she blew it.
He opened the door.
But when she said at the beginning, she said, well, it's always normally him. I knew that he was going to suspect something.
Men out there, if she says she wants to meet, don't ask, don't question, just say yes.
Yeah, and if she says, are you going to make it worth my while, make it worth her while.
Just say yes. Don't look a gift horse in the wherever. Sorry.
Wherever she wants you to look.
Right.
Brr, that was cold. If you'd like to be our next contestant for Carson and Kennedy's Booty Call, be caller 14 now at 617-931-1234. Let's bring the love to Boston.
A text from the 401, that connection, just like that call, painful.
Yep.
And then another text, thank you for interrupting. You did it at a perfect time. Yeah, we need to get out of that one quickly.
I'll bet.
It was devolving.
Yeah,
all right, if you want to make a booty call right now, 617-931-1234. We have a couple more days left. It is a chance for you to win a very romantic evening at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane, 617-931-1234 if you want to make the booty call.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Over the past week, we have been asking you to submit questions to us. We've never done this before where we've said we will answer any question you throw at us. This is our first ever Carson and Kennedy AMA. So people have been texting them in. People have been posting them all across our social media platforms. Annie has been pulling a bunch of them. I have a couple that I want to get to. What's the first one you want to ask for our AMA?
This one I feel like is one of my favorite questions that you guys get asked. What is the history of you two? So who was hired first? Did that person get to choose the other? Did you work together previously?
Oh boy, lots to unpack there.
Did you always come as a package deal? And when did you realize you had the it factor?
We have the it factor?
Absolutely you do.
Or the not it, whatever.
So here's how it went down. I was working my first full-time job in radio in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'd gotten out of the Army. Kennedy was living in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Her ex-husband was in the Army. And I thought it would be a good idea to maybe to get some more experience as far as like acting in the theater or whatever. It might help me out on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I went down and I volunteered at the local theater.
But he couldn't sing Dancer X.
Right. I couldn't do any of that stuff.
It's a bold strategy.
But when I was in the Army, I was like, I was club DJing and I was mobile DJing. And she said, well, if you have some experience with like sound, you could run sound for this summer show that we're doing. Kennedy was one of the stars of this summer show. She had a great voice and she just had great stage presence. And I said to her, I was like, man, you got a great voice. Have you ever thought about radio? And to be honest with you, she was kind of a bee.
No, I said this. No, thanks. I have a real job. That's what I said.
That's exactly Kennedy. What she said. So I ended up dating a girl that was in the show. And then like every night.
We became friends.
Yeah, every night after the show, we'd go out for drinks. And then she would, you know, she got to where she would babysit my daughters. And then, so Kennedy came to work at the radio station part time. We actually had an office together mm-hmm. at one point. We called it the swamp. So I left because I wanted to eventually go do a morning show. And I worked with two other women for about 6 months and it was horrible. And I called Kennedy and I got this job offer in Tallahassee, Florida. And I was like, hey, will you come to Tallahassee and
but
do a morning
meantime,
show?
But meantime, I was living in Arizona because I'd moved there with a boy.
Yep.
And I was working like 3 part-time jobs and going to massage therapy school because of course I was. So on AOL Instant Messenger, he's like, hey, you want to come to a job? And I'm like, they're never going to hire me. 2 weeks later, I'm driving across the country, the entire country, to spend the rest of my life with my work husband.
Goes down in the IMs.
Yeah, it did. So we went to Tallahassee, and then and at that point, like the ratings started to get really good while we were there. And then we got hired to a bigger city. We went to Memphis, and then obviously. So yes, it is a package deal at this point. What's your next AMA question?
Who is always late to work, meetings, or events?
Dan?
Yep, I guess. Yeah, probably me.
But I...
Not really events, but I stroll in a couple minutes late to the work meeting sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty good about those sorts of things. If we're late, we let people know. I mean, it happens. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Of course.
Things are gonna
sometimes
happen.
You can sleep through the alarm just because
absolutely.
Of the weird hours.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
Yeah. Who always leaves early, work meetings or events?
I don't think any... I would say Kennedy might be the earliest to leave, but she's
but I
also...
I get here an hour before everybody else.
Yeah,
so.
She's the earliest to get here.
Yeah, I would say if you leave early at a... Like, if an event is done and people are staying afterwards, you would leave.
Yeah.
Because you know that...
I think Annie stays the latest, though.
It's either me or you, I feel.
Yeah, it usually is.
Who is most likely to show up to an event drunk or buzzed?
This is awkward.
Well, it depends on when you're talking. 10 years ago, me. All day long, me. Thank God, not me anymore.
All right. And the dodgeball tournament on Saturday.
That's probably me. Let's be honest. I was drinking nips at the dodgeball tournament.
Yeah. A lot of people ask questions about old bits. So I think just what happens to bits when they end, I think is interesting for people to know.
Yeah, people always ask about like three lies or Facebook fights or whatever. And they, you know, sometimes they just have their life and we move on.
When they stop being funny, right. I think. You know what I mean? Or they become a lot of work.
Or sometimes the suit hates them and they say, get rid of them. That
there's an old bit graveyard.
Yeah, it's out back.
That's pretty good.
Next to the fish.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We are doing our first ever AMA. What do you got?
Has anyone on the show ever had anything more than a platonic relationship with each other, or did either of you ever have a crush on another person on the show?
No.
No, that never happened.
I feel like there was a point that you had a crush on Salt.
Oh. Funny story.
Oh.
So when he first came here.
Oh, Annie.
There was.
I just remember her telling me this in kind of.
He kind of said something to me, I kind of said something to him, and then we realized that would be a terrifying idea, and then we moved along with our lives.
Right.
Because he was single, I was single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had just gotten here, he was new,
Mm-hmm.
He had to sit next to me,
mm-hmm.
Ipso facto.
That's another question, too, I saw some people ask, what, you know, do we still talk to Salt?
Yeah, speaking of him.
Yeah, I got a text from Salt when, you know, we shared the news about Lana mm-hmm. being diagnosed with breast cancer. So, yeah, we talked to him a little bit every once in a while. Mm-hmm. He's doing great down in Hartford.
He's doing awesome. Yep.
I text him every time I get Annie with a really good joke. And he appreciates
I'm so happy you do that.
I text like, Salt, I just roasted her.
Yeah, and then he just sends me a GIF, and I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Real like, quick, we got a text from the 617 AMA question for Kennedy. What is your status with Casino Guy?
Same it's always been. Perfect. No strings, no nothing.
Amazing.
Dan, what made you start rapping? That is from Joel, age 9, in Haverhill.
Oh, hi, Joel. Well, funny, I never rapped before the show at all.
Are you kidding?
What? No, I had no aspirations. I never wrote a rhyme or anything like that. It happened because one day when I was still an intern and I wasn't on the air much and I was still trying to get up there. Yeah. I would have ran into a burning building if it got me airtime. 100%. And every single newscaster for the news was out. Uh-huh. Like the backup and the backup's backup was all out.
Right.
So our old producer Mike was like, why don't we make Dan rap the news? And I was like, all right, sure, fine.
Cool.
And then it was so bad, but people liked it.
Right.
And then eventually I figured out how to stay on beat and it became a thing. But yeah, I was never a rapper before.
Have any of you been arrested and who did you call to help get you out?
No.
Yeah,
I was in handcuffs. I was in handcuffs once, but I didn't get arrested.
Yeah, I got PC'd, but not arrested.
I used to get arrested all the time.
All right, we got just a few more moments for a couple more. What you got?
What is the weirdest situation you've ever found yourself in? And if you did get yourself out of it, how did you do it?
I don't even know where to start with it. I would say the weirdest situation I ever found myself in was when I walked in on my ex-wife and she was being romantic with another man.
Well, there's that.
Doesn't get more awkward than that.
Like yep. I walked in and they were naked and I was just like, I started calling all my friends. I'm like, what do I do here?
You divorce her, but that's all right. You got around to it.
Yeah. That's for me anyway. I don't know what you guys have.
I just can't. I don't know.
Someone said, I know it's your job and it's what you love, but of course we all have those days. How do you get through the days that you're just not feeling it?
Mm. As soon as you walk in the room, like I have days that are really, really tough.
Yeah.
Just based on my chemical structure. But, you know, once you get in here and we laugh, like the laughter is medicine for me anyway. And I think, you know, you can have a bad day, but we all can build each other up or say, hey,
right.
You know, we kind of keep each other in check that way.
I just remember what I was doing before this as perspective. Like I was working a dead end job in a warehouse making no money.
Right.
And this is just so much better.
Yeah, I was
coming and have fun.
I was unemployed for about 8 months before we came to Boston. I was delivering flowers.
Yeah.
And you know, so same thing. I can remember what that was like. I was like, no, I want to stay here.
Yeah, we're not out here digging ditches, so it's all right. Yep. Even our bad days are good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for all of the text messages and stuff on social media. I think we may have to do that again sometime.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.